Amid political opponents on the left, there was indeed a good deal of genuine and fundamental, highly courageous opposition, especially in the early years of the regime before the Gestapo repeatedly infiltrated and crushed resistance cells. By 1939, around 150,000 communists and social democrats had suffered internment in concentration camps. 40,000 Germans had fled the country for political reasons, 12,000 had been convicted of high treason and many of these executed, and a further 40,000 or so had been imprisoned for lesser political offences. These individuals were the tip of a more extensive iceberg of those who simply tolerated the regime because there was nothing they could do about it. To speak of the regime's popularity among the extensive working class section of the population that had earlier backed the left-wing parties would be very hazardous.